Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the first of a new series called What We're Reading. I love to read, and at the moment I'm reading a book called The Power of One. It's by a chap called Tim Roberts, a local Watfordian, and in fact Tim and I are meeting on Friday, which is part of the reason I'm reading his book. But it's also because unity's been on my mind a lot. I'm preparing a series of lessons for the Scottish churches on John chapter 17 and Jesus' prayer for unity. And this book is very interesting, the way that he talks about David. I thought I'd read you this bit from the book. It starts on page 31, and it's about David, and it's about what prepared him to write Psalm 133, which we'll look at in just a moment. By the time this poem, Psalm 133, this song of ascending steps is written, so much has taken place to bring David to a deep conviction about the power of one. He fled from Saul to the cave of Adullam and emerges into the light as the leader of a ragtag bunch of misfits and outlaws. Into that cave arrived 400 individuals, including family members and criminals on the run. With David as their captain, they learned to stick together. At other times, David forged loyalties with a faithful band of warriors, his mighty men, willing to kill for the sake of blessing him with fresh water. From their togetherness as a band of brothers, victories and folklore followed. David was a man who tasted unity, and under his reign, God's people had enjoyed its fruit. If you want to look a bit in a bit more detail about the biblical passages there, you'll be looking in 1 Samuel 22 and thereabouts. Have a look at that. Then David is a man who was able to unify people, otherwise very disparate, was the person who was then ideally placed to be inspired to write Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, running down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore. An incredibly powerful foreshadowing of what Jesus was to bring in John 17 when he talked about unity and oneness in him and in the Father because of what he has done to bring us eternal life. So I suppose the question for us is, what can we do to imitate David? What can we do to bring people together who otherwise wouldn't be together? Family members, criminals, the desperate, the destitute, those in debt and so on. Go back and have a look at the passage. Is there something we could do to bring them together? Is there a cause greater than ourselves that would unify people in Christ? Something to think about. Let me know your thoughts on what Christian unity means to you. In fact, not just Psalm 133 and the example of David, but John 17. What kind of unity do you think Jesus was thinking about when he prayed for it amongst his believers? Well, that's what we're reading at the moment. If you want to read this book as well, do so and let me know what your thoughts are on it. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.